Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Yeah, I had thought about it since the time I read it till you just asked me.
I know the audio question from Jim Little of the PNJ is a little hard to hear, so I apologize for that. But basically asking the question about this FDOT memo that was released on June 30th that basically says we got to get rid of or not have any political street art. Otherwise, you just won't get federal, you won't get state funding for any of your projects. And so Jim Little is asking the question, well, hey, you know, we got that mural over on A Street, the old Black Lives Matter mural, which is, you know, what, 5 years old now, approximately. Have you thought about getting rid of that? And the mayor says, I literally haven't thought about that since we got the memo.
Certainly, we are not, you know, installing any street art about any politics anywhere. So that hasn't come up. But we'll comply with whatever state law comes in, but we have spent zero bandwidth on that. And again, to be honest with you, I hadn't even re-entered my brain since I read it until you just asked me right now.
So here's the deal. Because of the Trump administration, but also the DeSantis administration, both have basically said we need to depoliticize everything and not have, you know, ideology in our streets. And FDOT has also added on top of that, you know, look, when you have a mural on the street that you drive over, it can be distracting to people and it can, you know, be a safety issue and create a, you know, not just because it's visually distracting, but presumably because it's, you know, paint on a surface and therefore it's a different kind of slickness than, say, ordinary asphalt. We just shouldn't have this stuff. Meanwhile, you've got the A Street mural, which is, I mean, pretty worn at this point. It's not that you can't make it out, but it's just not, you know, vivid. You've got places in Jacksonville. There's a good reporting by First Coast News where they've got Jacksonville's got some rainbow crosswalks that if you looked at it's white stripe. And then in between where you have the cross hashtags, you know, the hashes, it's rainbow colors in a couple of different ways and then another white one on the end. And so it's a rainbow that you walk across to get to the other side. And they're saying that this is going to have to go away. Now, the A Street mural was supposed to go away a long time ago. Remember Grover Robinson, when he was mayor, had announced that they were going to be repaving it. And there was no plan to replace it in the repaving. Well, the repaving never happened. So A Street has just not been repaved. I don't know why or when or if I don't know if the work that's being done. I don't think the work that's being done on the south end at Joe Patty's end is going to have any effect on that. But the question is, do you agree with this? Like, if you had your way, okay, would you prevent there from being street art of the sort that, well, the Black Lives Matter is one, you know, the one in Jacksonville, Rainbow. I don't know if you've ever been to, like, Miami or some of the other places in the state where they have, you know, lots of art in their crosswalks, in their intersections. I think it's cool. Not because I agree with any of it. I just think it looks neat. And I'm a fan of things that look neat. I think that the visual landscape is important. I'm a big fan of, you know, generally of art murals that are all over. In fact, I had the pleasure of being on the art selection committee for last year's Mural Fest last year, I think it was. Anyway, I just got to have a hand in that. And it was really neat. It was really neat to be able to, you know, look at some of the end result and you say, I had a tiny little part in helping to select some of that stuff. I love art around town, whether it's on the street or whether it's on a wall or a fence or a building or whatever. And I think it's a real loss to a community if you have to paint over something because somebody says, well, you just can't have politics on the street. Why not? Well, it's liberal politics. Okay. Can a local community not have some expression of a liberal sentiment? You know, if somebody wanted to paint a Blue Angels mural on the street, you know, if somebody wanted to paint a flag is kind of a weird one because you don't necessarily want to drive on a flag, right? Get how that might be a little problematic, but I just like the art. And even in places where I know it expresses something I disagree with, it doesn't bother me. I don't have to, the street doesn't have to agree with me. I don't feel jeopardized in my viewpoint because somebody has expressed something that's interesting. I don't expect art to agree with me. You know, if you take all the sentiments of all the art across the United States, my views are not well represented. It doesn't bother me. So this need to purge the views and expressions that we don't agree with, it strikes me as sort of un-American. You know, the First Amendment is the idea that you protect people in saying things that you may not or do not want to hear. Well, Andrew, it's government saying this. And? I mean, I wasn't a big fan of the Black Lives Matter mural to begin with. I don't align with the ideology. I mean, I care about black lives. I care about all lives. I care about black people. But I don't, you know, the ideology of the Black Lives Matter movement is certainly not my own ideology. But I think it's kind of neat when you get to have a piece of street art like that. I don't agree with the LGBTQIAS2+, all of that. You know me, I'm not on board. But a rainbow crosswalk does not bother me in the least. I mean, if anything, I think the rainbow's a biblical sign. It can mean something to me that it doesn't mean to them. So, okay. 437-1620, what do you think? Is this heavy-handedness by DeSantis or Trump or FDOT? If they had to paint... I mean, look, from D.C.'s point of view, if the mayor... D.C. If FDOT says you don't get any more state funding unless you get rid of this mural, well, you get rid of the mural. I mean, duh. It's certainly not worth litigating over. You're going to have to repave it anyway at some point. So, I mean, who cares? But I don't think that the state should be telling local cities what they can and can't put on the streets. Now, maybe if it's, I don't know if A Street is a state road or not. I don't remember. Apologies for not knowing. Can FDOT control what's on its roads? Yeah, but it's petty. You know this has nothing to do with safety. That's clearly not the reason for this. 437-1620, your calls in just a second, or your text in just a second. PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ?
Traffic's brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. There is a vehicle crash I-10 eastbound right near Beulah Road. Use caution through that area. There is also a vehicle crash with injuries, I-110 southbound, right near Fairfield. They're saying the roadway is clear. Finally, a vehicle crash with injuries, Pensacola Boulevard at Diamond Dairy Road. The southbound lane is blocked, and that is causing some serious backups. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thanks so much, PJ. Hey, if you have a home improvement project or remodel, or if you build things for a living, Pensacola Hardware is your place. I mean, they are like the pros at this stuff. They have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, one of the 50 oldest in the entire country. If it's built around town, they probably had a hand in it. You know, they supplied the materials. They helped people know how to do it. And like, if you build things for a living and you have questions about stuff, go ask them. If you need to get specialized products or what they call, you know, specified products from the architect or the engineer, they do that for folks all the time. And if what you need is like normal stuff, they will always have it in stock. You know, the warehouse is right here. They don't have to go get it from somewhere else. They have it right here. You know, they can put you on a monthly bill. They can ship it to your job site. They'll understand you. And if you got a problem, they'll know. They speak your language. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. 437-1620, thoughts about whether we should be able or allowed to have street art that may carry a political message. Again, for me, I like street art. I think it's interesting. It breaks up the monotony of when you're driving around. And if it's art I disagree with, okay. I mean, that just doesn't bother me. This notion that we've got to prevent people from doing something in their local communities that they want to do. I'm a fan of home rule. And this just seems politically heavy-handed, like a lot of other things that, you know, frankly, the DeSantis administration and the Trump administration to some degree, because they're kind of involved in this. So 437-1620, when that mural went down, Grover made it pretty clear that if the road was repaved, it couldn't be replaced. So it'd be there until the street got repaved. I think the council at that time made an ordinance that there couldn't be street art anymore. You know, that might be true. I don't know the truth about that. I vaguely remember that. The part about the road being repaved, that part, yes, I totally agree with you. Somebody says, Andrew, there's a big difference between a political statement and art. Sorry, there's a real big difference between a political statement and art is amazing, brings color and life to the community, but a political statement brings diversity and separation. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it can, but, and look, I don't know that I'm a big fan of most of the political messages, maybe, but I just feel like that's something the local city can decide. If a city thinks it's in their best interest to be, you know, political somehow or other, okay. You know, elect better, different officials if you don't like it. You know, and if you've got a, look, again, I'm not a fan of the rainbow agenda, but if you've got a community that's very pro-gay, I'm thinking, you know, Miami or Pensacola, we have a very robust gay community here, and there's some part of town that you want to paint up with rainbows and stuff, think about Main Street. The crosswalks on Main Street, nobody can see. Right? They're terrible. They're worn. They're faded. They are unsafe right now. And if you stand in one, God help you. Good luck, right? Okay. So what if you could get those crosswalks on Main Street repainted and it was organizations in town that were willing to repaint them and to do it with some kind of a message or some kind of art that was not, you know, I mean, art is always going to carry messages, right? Whether you like the messages or not, that's a separate question. What if, you know, companies in town or organizations in town sponsored the repainting, like graffiti bridge style repainting of those crosswalks to get them done and vivid and interesting? Cool. Oh my God, one has politics. And? I mean, this is, what is this need? You know, this need to control the messaging and the narratives of everybody. I just, you know, the city can have final say on any of this stuff, theoretically. And if something is offensive or obnoxious or obscene, they can say no. But I guess I don't get the objection. 437-1620. Didn't somebody get arrested for peeling out or laying rubber on the mural? Yeah, I remember that. A red truck is what I have in my memory. I don't know if I got that at all. If we choose to remove it, then we remove all the 17th Avenue street bridge. Oh, you know, that's a good point. What kind of political messages go up on Graffiti Bridge? All kinds of messages go up on Graffiti Bridge. Is that also going to have to be? I mean, they're not painted by a city, but we allow the painting to occur. Are you going to? I mean, in its worst form, right? Maybe FDOT says, oh, well, you know, look, you got to get rid of that Graffiti Bridge. Right? I mean, that would be the most ridiculous extreme example of this, but it's not completely out of line with the tone of thinking here. Somebody says, it's divisive. Yeah, okay. I mean, sure. What happens when the art becomes appropriate? Who decides what's appropriate? Well, again, you know, you could have a city council as a last check on all of that. But, I mean, stuff goes up on graffiti. You know, there's profanity all the time on Graffiti Bridge. Typically, people don't paint obscenity on Graffiti Bridge. I don't think so. I mean, and if it is, it's short-lived. Somebody else comes along with, you know, $20, is it 20 for a gallon of paint? Whatever it is for paint, that's so expensive. And they just paint over it. So, I don't know. I guess it just seems heavy-handed to me, but feel free to disagree. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When it comes to safety, Subarus are all-star performers. In fact, the 2025 Subaru Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback earned top marks with a 5-star overall vehicle score from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And the Subaru Ascent has been an IIHS top safety pick for 8 years running. The Forester has been an IIHS top safety pick for 19 years running. And the Outback has been an IIHS top safety pick for 16 years running. All of which explains why the American Customer Satisfaction Index ranks Subaru number one in safety. Subaru, more of what you value most. Get special low rates on select new vehicles during the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now through September 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you. Markets may be unpredictable, but your cleaning service shouldn't be. At Janny King, the King of Clean, we work with you to build custom cleaning programs that fit your facility and your budget. Our local franchise owners deliver reliable, hands-on service backed by regional support, so you get flexibility, consistency, and peace of mind. That's one less thing to worry about. Head to JannyKingCleans.com to learn more. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the King of Clean.
An official message from Medicare.
I turned 65 this year. I knew it was time to figure out Medicare, and I had questions, like when to enroll and how to enroll. So I went straight to the official source, Medicare.gov, to get the facts about Medicare. I found answers to all my questions, and I'm ready to get started. And so can you. Just go to Medicare.gov to get the real facts about Medicare.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority and happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You are invited to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and watch the sunset and enjoy your favorite bands. This week, Pensacola's bluegrass house band, String Farm, taking the stage. Come out and hear the best songs in bluegrass this Tuesday night at 7 with String Farm at Bands on the Beach. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 923.
Good morning, 8:26 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on, you got to get let it get to the hook. Oh, so satisfying. 8:26 on News Radio 92.3. Let's see. PJ's got traffic for us. PJ?
There is a vehicle crash with injuries. Pensacola Boulevard, Diamond Dairy Road. The southbound lane is blocked, and that is causing some major backups. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an excellent selection of good quality used cars. And, you know, one of the things that they do to just kind of make it easy for you is to make it easy for you. Like, you know, when you go to look at cars, you got to meet the salesperson, and then you got to tell them your life story, and then you got to take them on a drive, and then you got to tell them your life story again, and then you got to, you want to, you know, it's just, it's withering. I mean, it's exhausting, and especially if you're trying to look at three or four different cars in different locations, and you got to go through this whole process with, hey, I'm Jay, and hey, I'm Peter, and hey, I'm Mary. Anyway, if you go to Frontier, one of the advantages is with such a wide selection of, you know, 1 to 3, maybe 4 years young cars, you can test drive a whole bunch of different cars in one place. And then side by side, you can compare them. You don't have to drive all across town and forget what each one had. And you meet one person, and they will say, hey, do you want to drive something? Okay, here's the keys. Like, it's super easy. And that's one of the things I love about them, is they get how annoying this process usually is, and they try not to be annoying. It's almost like that should be their slogan. Frontier Motors, we're not annoying. So, seriously, just a great place, good people, and good cars at good prices. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Trump welcomes Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky back to the White House today to discuss bringing an end to the war with Russia. He'll be joined by several European leaders. Zelensky's first trip to the White House since the last tense Oval Office exchange. There's more National Guard troops headed to Washington, D.C. The governors of Ohio, South Carolina, and West Virginia sending hundreds of soldiers to the Capitol to assist law enforcement. And MSNBC is getting a new name, Andrew. The cable news network is going to change its name to
Liberalism.com.
Well, maybe. I don't.
Extreme views of the minority.com. Woke R Us?
No. No, that might be a good one. My Source for News, Opinion, and the World, or MS Now, is going to be their new name. It follows NBC Universal spinning off its cable channels, USA, CNBC, E!, and Sci-Fi into a new publicly traded company, and MS Now will be separated from NBC News.
MS Now.
Didn't have
cool.
the...
Yeah,
didn't have the impact you were hoping.
It's hitting hard with me right now. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I tell you this only as a there are things in the world that I just cannot make sense of, and still, they're true. Did you hear about the Louis Mangione musical in San Francisco? Luigi Mangione, yeah, you know the guy who killed the, allegedly killed the CEO of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson, and then became a cause célèbre online for A, being, I guess, attractive, and B, representing the people and striking a blow and doing all this stuff. Yeah, so there's a whole musical in San Francisco that is apparently not very good, in addition to being, what in the world? Like a musical satire of somebody who murdered a CEO because he disagreed with the decisions or healthcare. So, yeah. One of the attendees considers himself or herself a Luigi leftist. That's apparently a thing.
I'm Chris Foster. President Trump follows up his meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin today at the White House with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Top European and NATO leaders, including the UK's Prime Minister and France's President, also set to take part. They've been rallying around Zelensky after he was excluded from Friday's summit in Alaska between President Trump and Putin.
Fox's Kevin Corrick. Hurricane Aaron is just east of the Bahamas.
Hurricane Aaron continues to lash the Caribbean with damaging winds and heavy rain. Aaron's outer bands have already knocked out power to nearly 150,000 people in Puerto Rico. And while it's not forecast to make landfall, the storm is expected to double or even triple in size. That could bring life-threatening surf and rip currents to the East Coast by midweek.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 80 degrees already this morning. We've got mostly, it looks like, sunny skies here in Pensacola. And we'll get our weather forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. A suspect was shot and killed in an armed standoff with police in Crestview over the weekend. It happened Saturday when a suspicious vehicle was located at a closed business on South Ferndon Boulevard. Officers made contact and found a suspect with a firearm in that vehicle. Police say they had negotiation teams on site and attempted to convince that suspect to surrender peacefully, but they say the suspect then pointed a firearm at an officer and was shot by police. The suspect did die at the scene. WEAR had crews on scene, showed photos of the vehicle riddled with dozens of bullet holes and shattered windows. FDLE is investigating that incident. Well, a teenager hit by a stray bullet at a local apartment complex. That happened at Oakwood Terrace on Sunday, and the 17-year-old was walking around Massachusetts Avenue and Market Street when they heard an argument and heard gunshots. The victim said they ran away to a nearby gas station and realized they'd been shot. The victim's mother took the teen to the hospital, where they were treated for a wound to the hand. They're expected to make a full recovery. An investigation is ongoing. An FHP trooper and a driver were injured in a crash on Highway 29 Sunday morning. It happened as the trooper was investigating a previous crash near West Roberts Road. FHP says the trooper's patrol vehicle was rear-ended by an SUV that was driven by 36-year-old DeAndres White. Both the driver and the trooper were hurt and taken to the hospital. White now faces charges for driving with a suspended license as a habitual offender. He's being held on $7,500 bond. Four arrests made by the Escambia Sheriff's Office yesterday morning after they say people were attempting to break into vehicles on Coral Creek Drive. Deputies were called to the scene for reports of a prowler. They used a drone and a canine unit to track down two adult and two juvenile suspects. Investigators seized a vehicle as part of that investigation. The Republican Party of Florida is pulling some of its merch after a copyright objection from a home improvement franchise. This comes after the announcement of a new immigration detention facility called Deport Depot last week. The GOP was selling Deport Depot shirts, hats, coffee mugs, but the design on that merch was similar to the Home Depot logo. The company reached out to the GOP. The items have now been pulled. A Home Depot spokeswoman tells the Washington Post that they never approved the use of its branding or of its logo. And a U.S. district judge in Miami today hearing arguments about who's in charge at Alligator Alcatraz and whether that case is being heard in the correct courthouse. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says the venue issue has to be decided first. Once they decide that, the judge will issue a ruling on just who's running the show at the Migrant Detention Center. Attorneys for the ACLU have filed suit saying at least 100 detainees have been deported without due process. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Good morning, PJ.
Good morning, David. This report's brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies with nationwide LTE coverage. For a limited time, get 60% off and free UPS shipping at rapidradios.com. Use code radio for an extra 5% off. A lot going on out there. Vehicle crash with injuries, Pensacola Boulevard at Diamond Dairy Road. The southbound lane is blocked, and that's causing some major backups. If you can take Detroit Boulevard or Johnson Avenue around that, please do so. There is also a stalled semi-truck in the left lane and Highway 29 South. This is from a listener just north of the interstate between Interstate 10 and Detroit. Far left lane is blocked, they're saying, and no emergency vehicles on site yet. Finally, an accident at Airport Boulevard and College by Washington High School, so be aware of that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
We do have a small chance of rain today, 30% overall. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 93. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Tuesday, 40% chance of a pop-up shower or thunderstorm, high near 92. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Going into Wednesday, 30% chance of rain, high near 92. And by Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, 80 degrees in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, 81 in Milton. And your money now this morning. Markets at the opening bell. Not a big change. They are up just a bit right here. The Dow's up about 26 points this morning, 44,972. S&P up just over 1 point at 64.50. The NASDAQ is up 12 points this morning, 21,635. 10-year bond rate down slightly, 4.316%. Gold price is up 5.10 at 33.87.70. Silver is up 23 cents, 38.20. And looking at crypto, down across the board, Bitcoin down just over 2,100 at 115,573. Ethereum down 114 at 43.51. Solana down about $9. Dogecoin down almost a cent at 22 cents right now. OpenAI is relaunching a revamped ChatGPT-5. CEO Sam Altman says the original rollout was a bit bumpier than expected, so much so that many users complained that the previous version, ChatGPT 4.0, was better. Altman says the new update includes changes that are subtle but should make GPT-5 more approachable. Coming up here in the business week ahead, there's a handful of noteworthy economic reports scheduled for release. This morning, the Home Builder Confidence Index will be released, housing starts and building permits due on Tuesday, and tomorrow, look at the minutes of the Federal Reserve's most recent meeting. The annual Jackson Hole Economy Policy Symposium takes place this week. That's in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. All eyes will be on Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell when he delivers remarks at that event this coming Friday. 8:38, our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At Penair Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at penair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
Join Dawn and Dr. Bull from Ashnu Navant Health 65 Plus on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. The topic of discussion is preventative needs for the 65 Plus. You'll be answering questions and texts about how Ashnu Navant Health 65 Plus can help you, who they are, and where they're located. That's tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I have a very controversial question for first day back after vacation. Don't hang your head on the microphone, Meg. Come on now.
I've missed you, but I was hoping you would ease back gently.
By the way, thank you so much to everybody who filled in. PJ for filling in right now for John, and also Thursday, Friday, and then tomorrow. John will be back on Wednesday. Thanks to Walker and to Craig and to Bobby for filling in. I really appreciate you guys making it possible for me to go on vacation. And now I'm back.
Yes, he's back. Welcome back.
And so we had an anniversary. Our anniversary was Saturday.
Happy anniversary.
28 years. Thank you.
Wow.
I know. It's amazing. We went to McGuire's, which is one of the very, very good places. That my wife likes hamburgers, and I like hamburgers too. So we went to McGuire's and got a burger in the afternoon. Happy hour.
An Irish hamburger, no doubt.
But I did have the Irish pale ale, which is
okay,
funny because it's not. It's an IPA, but it's funny. Anyway, and you know, there's this thing they do at McGuire's that the dollars, you know, mm-hmm. people staple the dollars. They write their name on the dollars or whatever message. And they say, I was asking the waitress, you know, how many they have. And their estimate is between $2.8 and $3 million.
I've heard that. Yeah.
And
it's a lot.
They don't know. What they do is they count an area where it's very dense mm-hmm. and then they just do the math.
Wow.
They haven't actually counted. Nobody's out there counting the bill. So my question is, would you ever hang a buck at McGuire's, or you know, Hub Stasis at the Point also does this, and I'm sure there are other places around the area, and it's not like this is the only place in the country where they do this, but have you ever hung a buck or stapled a buck, or I don't know what the term is, posted a dollar, wasted a dollar, I don't know, invested a dollar at any of the, again, there's the two I know of for sure. 437-1620, do you ever put up a buck on the McGuire's wall or ceiling? And it's more ceiling, but also wall, and Hub Stasis is everywhere. Okay, so PJ, have you ever?
I have thought about it, but never done it.
Okay. Thought about, but never done.
Mm-hmm.
Meg?
This will be a shocker. Yes, I have.
Okay. How many?
Maybe three for different occasions.
Oh, multiples.
Yes.
Okay.
And like, also in a bar in New York that I can't remember the name of.
Okay. So, like, this is interesting. Three different times with different people?
Different occasions, birthday,
okay.
Anniversary, and another.
Because everybody was doing it. Was this a peer pressure? We're all doing it together thing, or
not necessarily? No.
Just okay.
I just think it's the coolest thing ever.
Okay.
I do. I just think it's so cool.
And that's what I
do.
That's
I
why
think
I think
so
a lot
cool.
of people do it. All right, 437-1620. Do you hang a buck at McGuire's or Hub Stasis, Hubs of the Point? I'm curious. I never have.
Okay.
Although, you know, it's funny.
You
now that I
on your anniversary. That would have been a good one.
You know, if $2. Okay. Hear me out. Okay.
Oh, God. Is he cheap? Is that what this is coming down to?
So my wife is super thrifty.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So the idea to her, the idea of wasting a dollar or two, God help us, on stapling a dollar to the ceiling would be insane. Like, and I'm kind of the same opinion.
I agree.
I think it's just a waste of money.
Oh,
but
my
also,
gosh.
But I'll go you a step farther. Okay, I'll go you a step farther. You've got a buck in your hand, and you can either A, staple it to the ceiling, or B, give it to the waitress.
Well, I'm a generous tipper.
I'd rather give it to the waitress, personally.
That argument is moot for me because I've waited on tables for years, and I'm a generous tipper.
Same.
I can't go there. But
the marginal, dollar.
But you're missing, what's the value of luck?
But the marginal dollar that you put on the ceiling, and the marginal dollar that Jim and Sally and Brenda and Zafir, I don't know, I've met a lot of Zafirs in my life, put on the ceiling, I mean, to any given waiter, that's probably, I asked her how many people do it, and she said she figures about, you know, every other table, so like 1 in 8, mm-hmm. something like that, 10 to 20% she figures mm-hmm. does it. I mean, she's losing 20 or 30 bucks a day because you're putting your dollars on the ceiling. How dare
no.
you?
No. That logic is so flawed. I'm sorry. That's just flawed.
437-1620. PJ, what's that, PJ?
As long as you tip your waiter and do
20%,
that.
20%, baby.
PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ?
Traffic's brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still working that vehicle crash with injuries. Pensacola Boulevard at Diamond Dairy Road. Southbound lane is blocked, and that is causing some backups. Go around the area if you can via Detroit Boulevard or possibly Johnson Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Very good, PJ. If you need to have air conditioning work done or heating or electrical or plumbing, you want to call people who are going to do it right the first time. Stand by the work where they want a 100% satisfaction guarantee. That's Peden. They've been doing this since 1955, and they really, you know, it's kind of interesting because when it all started, when Robert Peden, you know, started the company, since 1969, but it's been 55 years, plus a little. The reason he started it was because he didn't like being hot, and so he wanted to cool down not only himself, but like his, you know, friends and neighbors and bring air conditioning to the area, and of course, over the years, it's expanded. But now they do all of that stuff all along the Gulf Coast, everywhere from Tallahassee all the way to Mobile. And I just think it's kind of a cool story about how people can get into a business for the weirdest of reasons, and then it just lasts and lasts and lasts. Right now, during the month of August, you can soak into savings by trading in your old water heater with Peden and get $500 off a new tanked water heater, traditional type water heater, or $1,000 off a new tankless water heater. That's the heat on demand type. Call or book online at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N. .com. All right, before we get to the text, Meg, you wanted to have your say about how my logic was completely flawed, that the dollar you gave to the ceiling, you were never going to give to the waitress in the first place anyway. So
no cost
to her.
No, not at all. And you got to remember, so you're missing the whole point. When you put that dollar on the ceiling, it's about the luck of the Irish. It's about getting that good luck. You're investing in the Irish good luck when you put that up there.
It's a beautiful accent and a wonderful story.
Ye of little faith.
I don't have that particular faith. My faith
Irish.
Comes in a different shape. Yeah.
I'm
if you
Irish,
want
what
the
can
luck
I say?
Of the Irish, don't you need a charm?
What's that?
If you want the luck of the Irish, don't you need a charm?
Oh,
the
no.
luck of the Irish sells cheap these days for a buck. I mean,
that's,
you know,
a whole nother conversation.
It's not about giving, it's about getting.
I know there's some Irish listeners out there. Don't
I'm
let
Irish.
Them rag on me now.
I'm Irish. 437-1620.
Shame on you.
somebody says, let's see, Joseph says, for sure at least one in Pensacola, possibly one in Destin. Somebody else says, no, I am a party pooper on this. Money is intended for circulation, and it costs money to replace the money on the ceiling. Let's see. Also, somebody says at the Shed in Mississippi and a place down in the Keys in Isla Morada. That's how you say that, right?
Isla Morada.
Uh-huh. Florida. Wait. No, I can't say that anymore. What I have to say is, I'll put my computer on, PJ.
What the Florida?
Yeah. Okay. So.
Oh.
My favorite line from Michelle Salzman. Let's see. Question number two, have you ever kissed the moose? I have it. Somebody says, I have at least three of my dollars posted somewhere back when you could still find a spot. It's been a few years. It seems like they used to give you an honorary Irishman certificate when you posted a dollar. Is that true?
Gosh, I don't know. I didn't get one, but that sounds about right.
Let's see. Somebody says, I've only been to McGuire's twice since moving here. Wonderful food. And yes, I hung a dollar each time.
Yay.
Oh, when this is the guy who was on Brian Kilmeade. When Brian Kilmeade came to town, we kind of semi-hosted him, and we went to McGuire's. Mm-hmm. I know he and his producer put bucks up.
Good for him.
I don't think I did. Now that I said I never have, I don't remember for sure. It doesn't seem like I would have, but I don't think that I did. Somebody says, I used to work there in past life. When we were closing at night, we would all start drinking and getting little groups and start counting the bills. And I think that's right before April 15th, if I remember correctly. Who knows? Who knows or how many in the back sink kitchen area. In fact, there's dollar bills hanging from the to-go order shack outside. Wow. So no one really knows, but those are fun times back in the 80s. You can do both. Don't be cheap. You can tip and also put a buck.
Thank you.
Let's see. Steve says, yes at McGuire's, yes at Hubs, at the Wisteria and the Skinny Legs Bar in St. John. I'm with Meg on this.
Yes.
Somebody says, since, by the way, I should say this. As long as you're generous to your waitress, yeah. I mean, do whatever you want. If you're going to take an extra
Oh, now you're going to start backpedaling. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, I would never, I don't think I would ever do it, but I'm glad other people do.
Well, I'll just have to take you to McGuire's and show you how it's done.
Okay. All right. I do have a, who are we, there's some friend of mine that's, just thinks it's disgusting.
Really?
Well, all the dust.
Oh, okay.
They're really not clean.
Okay, if you work in a restaurant, you will discover there are
a lot of things that may not
clean, so you might want to get a reality check. Yep.
I'm sure the money they spend on cleaning is exorbitant. I'm sure.
Oh, no doubt.
Since they started this in the late 70s, I probably have $1,000 or more all over the walls, even in Destin. Now I have to start my savings in Panama City. let's see. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Somebody's firmly in Meg's court here. John says, no Irishman would staple the money to the ceiling in a bar. Because that's good money you could spend on liquor and whiskey.
There you go.
That's funny. I have kissed the moose and other parts of the moose. Yikes. Isla Morada, is that, did I say it right?
Yes.
I thought you said that there's an S in there. Well, Isla Morada?
In Espanol, Isla. Oh. Isla Morada.
Yeah, all right. Maybe. I'm out. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. What percent did you give that? Good percent, as we do. Down at Key West, unknown bar. Okay, fair enough. Mm-hmm. There you go. So most of the people are with you. Most of them are not with pecuniarily handicapped Andrew. 8:51 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty are a fantastic resource for it. If you have questions. I mean, seriously, you might have a house and you've been thinking, I maybe want to do an investment property, and you've never done it before. Give her a call. Ask her, hey, this is what I'm thinking about doing. I've never done it. I'm a little scared. You know, can you help? Can you just talk me through what kinds of things I should be looking at, what the interest rate should be, what the return on investment should be? What's the, you know, am I interested in just getting back my principal? Am I interested in actually revenue generating? What am I trying to – like, that's the point. Ask her, and she can talk you through it and help you understand and not just answer your questions but help you ask better ones. And, look, if you just, you know, want to pick up a beach house or you want to move to the beach or to the city or whatever the case may be, she and her team at Levin Rinke Realty can help. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Sportsman's Night Out is back, and it's bigger than ever. This year, it's a new date and more giveaways than ever before. You could win a brand new camper, a four-wheeler, a side-by-side, hunting trips, fishing gear, and even a brand new car. It all goes down September 11th at the Pensacola Bay Center. Tickets? Just $10. But don't wait. They will sell out. Grab yours now at sportsmansnightout.com. Sportsman's Night Out, September 11th. Presented by Carpenter's Campers, Parrish Tractor, Penton's Auto Trim, Sandy Sansing Automotive, and Marcus Point Baptist Church.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants her own doggy vacation at Play and Stay Pet Daycare when I go on vacation. But since she doesn't speak English, I'm going to translate. What's that? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian. And they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where you love to run and romp with your friends. So where are they? That's right. Play and Stay Pet Daycare is at 4220 North Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Who's a good girl? Yeah.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Who's in charge here?
I don't know how to feel about the fact that I know these words so well. So, 854 News Radio 9. It's been a long time since I've heard that song on the radio. And now you can say you have, if you tell your friends. 854 News Radio 92.3. You know what? I need to do something a little different. I have done this very, very poorly. How about this? Hold on. Bear with me.
As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson.
No 9000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information.
You and Nexus, huh? I design your eyes.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Shall we play a game?
Oh, it still gives me chills. The show we play a game for sure. Okay, I forgot that I had made this stager for the AI update, and I have AI updates for you. Nutrition labels for AI. You seen this, PJ?
I have not.
Motorola Solutions has launched nutrition labels for AI. And the idea is that on an AI nutrition label, like you typically, you look at food, it's got the nutrition label. Mm-hmm. It tells you how many calories, how much fat, you know, vitamin A, whatever. I don't really read them. And now they're trying to do the same exact thing, and it kind of looks like a nutrition label, but it's designed to tell you what sort of sources, what sort of learning models, tools it would use to help you figure out what you might be able to expect out of the AI. So it's meant to be an information source so that, you know, what kind of metrics it uses, what kind of data ownership, what it learns from. It seems like that'd be very hard to encapsulate on a warning label, you know, mm-hmm. a nutrition label style thing. But that's the goal. The goal is so that when people are using AI, there's not just a black box there. There's some kind of guidance that you can look to in order to figure out if this is the AI that you want. And so I'm guessing, I haven't seen any of these myself, but I'm guessing that the idea is that there are parameters or there are elements by which you might grade an AI plus or minus on a scale of 1 to 10. And so it's meant to give you an indicator like it biases in this direction or it favors this kind of sourcing or something like that. As somebody who just on principle almost entirely refuses to use AI, this is not the product for me, but it is out there apparently. Let's see, PJ's got traffic for us. PJ?
Thanks, Andrew. I-10 and 110 are both looking good, not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or Carr City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Meanwhile, a woman named Nicola Jerkovic, a Harvard alum who is serving at his school's AI Safety Club, AI Safety Club, is sympathetic to the actions announced by a now former MIT student, Alice Blair, who had enrolled at MIT in 2023, and then she dropped out of MIT because she says, quote, "I was concerned I might not be alive to graduate because of generative AI." She believes that she says, "I think in a large majority of the scenarios, because of the way we are working towards AGI, we get human extinction. You know, Judgment Day, a la the Terminator." And this other person, Nicola Jerkovic, says, "If your career is about to be automated by the end of the decade, then every year spent in college is 1 year subtracted from your short career. Leave school now, start earning money before the robots take your jobs. I personally think AGI is maybe 4 years away and full automation of the economy is maybe 5 or 6 years away." Again, from the Forbes article. So literally this woman dropped out of MIT because she thinks that the death from the Matrix or the, you know, Skynet is coming so soon that why bother? And it'll all be over. So let's get a little bit of fun in while we still can. Interesting piece of analysis here. The AI industry wants you to believe more in AI doomsday stuff because that raises your perception of the capabilities, and they just can't do what you think they can do, at least not yet. But the theory is that they kind of promote the doomsday theories, not because they want the doomsday theory, but because the doomsday theory presupposes this incredible capability that is really not reality. Kind of like you might say police officers maybe like the perception that, you know, every action story has some team member who is a super hacker who can hack into everything and help them immediately find the criminals on the cameras that happened 10 seconds ago, which is way beyond the capability of even the best, you know, real-time crime center. And but it helps the police if the criminals believe that that's true. So maybe this is one of those, it helps your perception of AI. I did find it funny. This was a futurism.com article, and it came through Yahoo, and it literally said at the top, Yahoo is using AI to generate takeaways from this article. Means the info may not always be matching what's in the article. Reporting mistakes help us improve the experience. And it says generate key takeaways. And I said, no, I'm not playing your game. I will not bow before Skynet.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.